Blog Talk Radio.
It is 2 p.m. in the Dayton, Ohio area, and it's time for Chatting from the Word podcast with your brother in Christ, your host, your brother, Oscar York. We hope that all is well and everyone is doing great, and we are so delighted and so blessed to bring you this program at this time. We here at Chatting from the Word, we pray that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalms 119, 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Here, from Chatting from the Word, we hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there, and so many paths out there to follow. That's why we are glad to chat with you Mondays through Fridays at this time from Chatting from the Word. You know, we recognize that once this life is over with, and once we close our eyes in death and judgment comes, we want the Lord to tell us, "Come and be with me, my good and my faithful servant." I don't know about you, but I want to be with the Lord through all eternity. It was Peter who said in 1 Peter 4 and verse 17, "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?" We here at Chatting from the Word, we hope and pray that all you all gold are listening to my voice this afternoon, that one day is to live through all eternity with the Son and with the Father in heaven. If you want to listen to our program live, or if you want to talk with your host here, the call-in number to the program is area code 657-383-0883. If you want to listen to the show live as we tape it, or if you want to talk with your host here, the call-in number is area code 657-383-0883. As always, we're a praying program. We love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, we will pray for that request. If you want Brother Oscar just to pray for you here on the air, we will do that also. It was again 1 Peter Peter, who said in 1 Peter 3:12, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." We recognize it's only the righteous who can give a prayer to God and can talk with the Father. You know, first of all, one must be in the body of Christ. But not only be in the body of Christ, but he must be righteous in the body of Christ so that the Father could hear his prayer or her prayer. So, if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for at this time, at this hour, give me a contact me. We will pray for you when we go to our hour of prayer. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, our great God, Father, you have been our God through all generations. Father, you have been there for us through all our struggles and all our good times. Oh, Father, we thanking you for allowing us to have this time to call on you and to talk with you, Father. Father, we're so glad that we're able to call you our Father. Oh, Father, we come thanking you for your Son Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary Mountain, that we, through his unselfish act, could have salvation. Oh, Father, we come thanking you for blessing all of us with another day, Father, for we recognize it wasn't our alarm clock or the system we had set up to wake us up, but it was you with your tender touch of mercy that granted this day to us, Father. And Father, we thank you for this hour that we have to talk with you, to allow you to know what is on our minds and our hearts. And Father, we want to pray for each listener out there that's listening to our program, Father, at this time. We pray that you give them the spirit of your Son, allow your Son's spirit to be in them. I help them to live as your Son so lived. Father, we come praying for those that are sick at this time. Father, we pray that you be with them, those that are having arthritis, those that are suffering with diabetes, those that are suffering with high blood pressure, those that bodies does not function as it once did because of a stroke. Father, though they are suffering with dementia, Father, we pray that you be with them, heal that body. If it be your will, but if it's not your will, Father, help them that they may cope and still have faith in you. Oh, Father, we come praying for those that are going through some financial difficulties. Father, we pray that you be with them, help them to find some employment so that they may take care of their families. Come praying, Father, for those that are having marital problems. Father, sometimes in this world it doesn't become easy, but allow their love to overshadow any problems that they may have. Allow them to come to you and your word for counseling. And Father, we come praying for the message that we have on our hearts this hour. Oh, Father, we pray that it will enter each and every listener heart so that, Father, they may live more closer to you and have a better relationship with you. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen and amen. Like I said, we are so delighted to be coming to you from this program at this time, chatting from the Word. Your host is so delighted that he's able to chat with you, to talk with you from the Word of God. If you've been following your brother here, you know Brother Oscar on Facebook has started another section of Facebook. I call it section. I don't know what you would call it, but we just call it section. And we call it Chatting from the Word Forum. And on Chatting from the Word Forum, we set it up so that if you love this program, love to talk about God's Word, if you are a soul winner and really care about the souls of men, and if you love the church, you can, on that forum, you have a chance to ask your questions. If you have any questions concerning anything, any lessons that we've been teaching on, and you can watch an episode of both shows that we are airing on Chatting from the Word Forum. Or if you want to start a discussion on anything that you want to talk about, you can do it at that time. You can do it at that time. So we invite you to do that. We invite you to be a part of a forum that we have going on Facebook, Chatting from the Word Forum. We invite you to be a part of that. And lately, for the past couple of shows, I have been asking for a sponsorship. Brother Oscar, he's not a rich man, and like everything else, everything costs. This program here is costing. So we're going to ask that you help Brother Oscar out to get God's word to the media, to get God's word to those that need to hear God's word. Because we never know. We never know. But we know that the world needs Jesus Christ. And if you believe the same, your brother here to bring Chatting from the Word, to bring Chatting from the Word to this station Mondays through Fridays at 2 o'clock. Support and sponsor Chatting from the Word. We don't ask that much. Brother Oscar is not a greedy person. He just wants enough so that he can continue on bringing the messages that we are bringing on Chatting from the Word. And we don't ask for that much, as I just said. $1 a month, $2 a month, $5, $10, $100, whatever your finances will afford you to give, we ask that you support this program and to give towards this program. I don't believe I'm asking for much. And if you believe, like I believe, that the world needs to hear Jesus Christ, and the world is so confused, support our program here from Chatting from the Word. And next, I like to say, I live in the city of Dayton, Ohio. And here in the city of Dayton, Ohio, we want to start a new work. Over the years, we in this area, churches have been closing its doors. Churches have been changed its name. Church of Christ now have been changed its name, and some even starting to teach other than the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if anyone out there that lives in the Dayton, Ohio area, and if you want to put your hand to the plow and help Brother Oscar to begin a new work here, contact me, because Brother Oscar, to be honest, which I'm not the man I used to be, my body don't work like it used to work, so I'm going to need some help to do this. This has been on my mind for a long time, and if you truly want to work with Brother Oscar in this area, if you want to put your hand to the plow, and if you truly love souls in the Dayton, Ohio area, give me a contact me. You can contact me on this show. You can call me right now. The number is, again, it's 657-383-0883. And I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox me and let me know that you want to work with your brother here. Or you can email me at OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or you can visit my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com, and leave a message there. And while we're on the OscarYorkPublishing.com, we have a bookstore, online bookstore, and you can order my books. I wrote both books, A Peaceful Place in Storms, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. Each book costs $21.50, and if you want to order both books, it's $43. And I'd be happy that you order my books, and when you order your books, you will be helping the program also. So please, get your order in. Get your order in. Go to my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com, and order your books. Do it today after the program. We don't ask for that much, and I don't believe that the books cost that much. And I believe each book will help you to maneuver your Christian life. I believe each book will help you. And as always, I said, and you know my motto, with reading come knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. So, go to my webpage, order your books, and read. All righty, that has been said. Our lesson today is the Solid Rock Part 2. And as I promised you on yesterday, we're going to try to finish up talking about the Solid Rock today. For Monday, this is the last day of the week, and we come on Monday, Fridays at this time. And next Monday, we will be airing, of course, YouTube, and of course, again at 2 o'clock, we're chatting from the Word on this station, Blog Talk Radio. So if you're interested in today's lesson, we hope that you will learn the lesson of the Solid Rock today. And as always, you know what I'm getting ready to ask. I'm glad you all that have your Bibles, that you have your Bibles. For you all who do not have your Bibles, go get your Bible. You know, Oscar's going to ask you, go get your Bibles so that you can study along with us from the Word of God. We're going to wait for you. You got to tell us. This is a 30-minute show, so it's 2:18 now. So you got time. Go get your Bibles so that we can study God's Word together. Go get your Bibles. As those who have not got the Bibles, they go get your Bibles. We, as I always say at this time, I enjoy bringing these lessons to you. And we hope and pray that you're learning something from these lessons and that we have been some aid to your Christian journey and your Christian walk. And do me a favor. If Brother Oscar on Chatting from the Word have been some help to you, let me know. You know, because I truly believe this is what God wants us to do, is to encourage one another when we're doing something good for Him, especially for Him. So contact your brother on Facebook or whatever, or call me on this show here, and let me know, Brother Oscar, I love the show. You're doing a great job. On YouTube, when I come on YouTube, give me a thumbs up to let me know that Brother Oscar keep up the good work. You know, that's one thing we don't do that much in the body of Christ anymore, is to encourage each other. And I believe that's a ministry of itself, that we encourage one another. We encourage the Bible to encourage each other unto good works. And I truly believe that we need to encourage one another more and more in the body of Christ. That's almost the end on that. So we hope and pray those that had to get their Bibles, that they have their Bibles now. And as I said, we're going to try to finish up on the lesson, The Solid Rock, and we entitled it The Solid Rock, Part 2. But before we get into it, we want to, again, quote the words from the song, The Solid Rock. And as I said yesterday, we used to sing this song once. We used to sing this song in the church, but we don't sing it as much as we once did. And I love these words. I just want to quote the second verse. When darkness veiled his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is seeking sand. All other ground is seeking sand. Truly, all other ground is seeking sand. And this question is just hypothetical. Are you standing on solid rock? Are you standing on Jesus Christ? Can you find what you are religiously if you are confused on what your brother is saying here? Can you find what you are religiously in the Word of God? Can you find it in God's Word? What we want to do is begin at 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Corinthians 3, and verse, I would say 11, but let's move up a little bit and go to begin at verse, 10. That's 1 Corinthians 3, beginning at verse 10. The Apostle Paul said, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. I ask you the question, I'm getting just hypothetical. Are you standing on the solid rock? Are you standing on the foundation that Jesus Christ and his apostles laid for us to stay? But are you adding to this foundation? Are you adding to the foundation? For again, Paul said, for other foundation can no man lay then that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And let's go up to 10, verse 10. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Oh, my friend, we must be careful of what we believe and how we believe when it comes to Jesus Christ. I don't know about you this afternoon, but my goal is myself, is to make sure that I am in the solid rock, in the right foundation, and following the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, many today, they want to add to the Word of God especially in our worship service. But here Paul said we must take heed how he built the point. In other words, Paul said we must be careful of what we add to the foundation. Because if we add something that Christ and his apostles did not do, we can be in trouble. For Paul says this. Turn with me quickly to, I believe it's Galatians, the first chapter. And Paul says this. Paul says this in Galatians 1, beginning with verse 7. Now, verse 6. No, let me see here. Yeah, verse 6. Paul says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let them be accursed. See, back in Paul's days, you had many that were trying to change the gospel of Jesus Christ, tried to change the truth, tried to change the solid rock, the sure foundation that Peter talks about and that Paul constantly talks about. And even today, men, women are trying to change society, is trying to change the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many are saying, go to the church of your choice. Many are adding to the Bible, to what God did not add, to the Word of God. And many try to make the Word of God say what they are saying by taking things out of context of the Word. We can't do that, my friend. We got to obey the gospel for the gospel's sake. And if you're not obeying the gospel, if you're adding to the gospel, if you're perverting the gospel, you're believing something that the gospel is not. And if you're adding or you're perverting the gospel, you are changing the gospel and you're not standing on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. We're going to end it here. We are so delighted. We're so happy to bring this lesson to you. And we hope and pray that we said enough to make you think. We hope and pray that we said enough to make you think about your soul salvation and may make you think about where you are religiously. And as always, it was good chatting with you from Chatting from the Word. We see you Monday at the same time, the same station, and we hope all have a good day. Bye-bye.